Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
When God asked King Solomon as a young man what God should give him, Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding. Solomon knew he needed God's help to govern so great a number of people. God granted Solomon's desire, and he became very well known for his wise sayings. Although Solomon spoke some 3,000 proverbs, only 900 are written in the Bible book of Proverbs for us to learn from. Solomon's wise sayings travelled far beyond the borders of his own country, and he had a constant stream of visitors to his palace. One of these visitors was the Queen of Sheba, who we mentioned last week. She wanted to learn from Solomon too. The Queen of Sheba went to great effort to see King Solomon for herself. When we see something, we often remember the thing much better than if we don't. When we get to heaven, we'll see our Lord Jesus as he is. Many people want to go to heaven to escape going to hell, but would they be happy with a heaven that didn't have the Lord of Glory there? The Queen of Sheba thought the long journey of 1,200 miles was achievable and planned to do it. Some people faced with a difficult task are defeated in their minds before they even start the job. They say, "It's too hard." A famous missionary to India said, "Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God." And over his lifetime, he did just that. The Queen learnt many things from Solomon, which she took back to her kingdom and put into practice. We too can learn much about God, but if we never carry these truths out, we and those around us don't receive the benefits of our knowledge.
Scribe, bring my court to order.
Yes, Your Majesty. Members of Her Majesty's court, the Queen wishes your attention. Her Majesty, Queen of Sheba.
You are all members of my court, each handling the affairs assigned to him. Among you, you handle all the affairs of Sheba. We exist, all of us, at the expense of our subjects. We wear expensive garments and costly jewels. We live in well-appointed palaces. We eat, drink, and are merry because we exact a high tax from our people. This must stop. We will tax the people, yes, but only enough to support their government. And we, in turn, as their government, will help and protect them. They are human beings, even as we.
Begging Her Majesty's pardon, but our subjects are of a lower caste than we. They were born to serve and support their betters, us. If we lower their taxes, if we lessen their burdens, they may turn
he
against us.
He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches shall surely come to want. And better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. I quote from the many sayings of Solomon, king of Israel. He has been kind and merciful to his people, and they love him for it. They obey his every wish. Can you doubt that he knows how to rule? The same course shall be followed in my country.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I myself shall sit in judgment of the people. I shall hear their complaints and grievances and pass judgment.
But, Your Majesty, a queen cannot sit in judgment.
Surely, Your Majesty, there are others who can
sit
in.
The people must be oppressed or they will revolt.
Lose respect for the crown.
The whip is the only law the people have.
Quiet! Quiet! Her Majesty is not yet through speaking. Quiet!
I wonder not that you are surprised. I am myself. I have been converted to the God of heaven, the only living God. His law is justice, and his judgment mercy. I must govern my people likewise. So all arguments, complaints, and disputes that cannot be settled between the parties concerned shall be brought before me, and I shall make judgment. Is that clearly understood?
Yes, Your Majesty.
By all?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Having learnt many wise sayings from Solomon, the Queen of Sheba was determined to put them into practice in her own kingdom.
Greetings, Mother.
Long live the king.
What can I do for you, Mother?
Solomon, my son, I came on a personal matter. I mean, Your Majesty, you are now considered by the entire world as the sage of wise men, the essence of wisdom. Many peoples, even kings and wise men of various nations, are quoting your sagacious proverbs. Some are even using them and your style of justice as models of dispensing justice in their own royal courts.
I've been told these things many times. Why do you repeat them to me?
Because, my son, I detect, signs that... Well, is it possible that all this notoriety and fame is having its effect upon you?
In what way, Mother?
Well, Solomon, I detect signs of pride, personal pride and self-exaltation. I wish, my son, to quote one of your own proverbs. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall.
Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Yes, there is danger of that. I must watch myself closely.
The Queen of Sheba took Solomon's practical teachings of how to deal with undisciplined children, discontented wives, lazy men who wouldn't support their families, drunkenness, and ungenerous giving, back to her own kingdom. She resolved there would be changes for the good of her people. Because the Lord Jesus spoke of the Queen of Sheba as being present at the future judgment day, we know he also accepted all of the Bible's Old Testament records as being true and correct. Some teachers and preachers claim that parts of the Bible are just made-up stories and can't be believed. The Lord Jesus had every opportunity to teach this on earth too, but he didn't. If our Lord and Savior indicated that everything in the Old Testament was right, then we, his disciples, should accept them without question too. Faith is believing and hoping in God, even though we don't know how God will answer our prayers. God has promised in 1 Timothy that all Scripture is inspired by God and useful for correcting and building a person up. It's a sign of unbelief to start picking and choosing which Bible texts are accurate and which ones cannot be believed. True knowledge is actually spiritual knowledge, for God is truth. But this form of knowledge is often disregarded by our society. God has given us sense, reason, and intellect, and expects us to use them for His glory and society. It's sad to see how some people delude themselves. They think and say they're Christian, but the fruit of their tongues brings rottenness to themselves and their listeners. After years of speaking wise sayings, Solomon and the people around him became tired of them and started to value them less than what they should have. Often, as people grow older, they can rely on their experience rather than on the Lord. But this is a mistake. Solomon had lost his zeal for the things of God. Maybe this came about by the many compliments he received and the trappings of his wealth, or the politics of running a thriving giant business, which may have distracted him from serving God only. The Bible does indicate that Solomon's accepting and worshipping of his wives' pagan idols was clearly a part of his turning away from God. Situation ethics can cause Christians to judge which sins they think will be big and which ones are small and more acceptable. In the 300 to 400 years after the Lord Jesus returned to heaven, some religious leaders made up a list called the Seven Deadly Sins. Pride was listed as the sin from which all other sins spring. Pride is the excessive belief in one's own abilities, and this interferes with a person's recognition and reliance on the grace of God. A theologian from the Middle Ages defined pride as excessive self-love, which is the cause of every sin. The root of pride is found in a person not being subject to God and His rule in everything. The opposite of pride is humility. Humility is seeing ourselves as we are before God and others without favorably putting ourselves above others. Both pride and vanity are very competitive. It's possible to say that if someone else's pride really irritates you, then you've got a lot of pride yourself. God doesn't make many distinctions about what are big and little sins. Before him, all sin is hateful to him and should be confessed and rejected. In the New Testament letter of 1 John chapter 2, it says, "Do not love the world or anything that belongs to the world. If you love the world, you do not love the Father." Everything that belongs to the world doesn't come from God. This includes having a strong addiction for physical pleasures, having greedy longings of the mind and pride in one's own resources and the stability of earthly things around them. How much these things played a part in Solomon's gradual turning away from his loving God, we cannot say. Solomon certainly had more wives than most men would think to be wise. An evangelist once said, "The rule that governs my life is this. Anything that dims my vision of Christ, or takes away my taste for Bible study, or cramps my prayer life, or makes Christian work difficult, is wrong for me. I must, as a Christian, turn away from it." Like the Queen of Sheba, we'll never be satisfied just to know about God. Really knowing God only comes through experience, as he reveals himself to you through grace. If you haven't started your life journey with him yet, ask the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today.
Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Blessed be the name of God. And raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might.
That was Grant Cunningham singing, "Blessed Be the Name." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.